Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account.
Here we are, part two of the Beatitudes. And today we are looking at blessed are those who mourn. I'm sure everybody here has experienced some type of mourning in their life, whether it be something that has happened to them in their life, a passing of a loved one, so on and so forth. And today, this morning, as I was setting up and getting ready to do all of this, I was like, well, what is the definition of mourning? And of course, and according to Google, the expression of deep sorrow for someone who has died. Has anybody ever been there? Too many times. I woke up to Facebook this morning talking about another death of somebody too young, too soon in the community and in my surrounding community. But in that, there is comfort because one, when somebody passes, we know that they no longer feel pain. But they're hanging out at their hand of the body. And maybe playing volleyball with Jesus. Who knows? I bet you Jesus could kill it on a volleyball court. So I've got some corresponding scriptures. When you talk about mourning and you talk about people dying, it's just kind of a dark topic. It just makes me think of all the people that I lost. It brings a twinge of sadness to my day. But Jesus wanted us to look at it for some reason, because blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I truly believe that we find our comfort in each other, endorsed and solidified by the Holy Spirit.
Just technically, is the definition of mourning only for the to mourning the passing of the person, a loved one, or can it be just?
Yeah, I wondered about that too. I thought it could be mourning
the loss of the Super Bowl.
Jumping in that. Okay.
No,
loss of the Super Bowl.
The loss of a job.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're gonna get there. We're talking about the gut-wrenching stuff first, and just get that stuff out of the way.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Back. Isaiah 61, 2 and 3, it says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. To grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes. So, in other words, to give life instead of death. The oil of gladness instead of mourning, happiness instead of sadness. The garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So, in that passage, I'm kind of reminded of everything that we need to remember is that in mourning, there's a way for God to be glorified. And that should be our first priority. Thank you, God, for my time with so-and-so. Or thank you, God, for their life. Praise God for what he did for them, and then praise God for what he's going to continue to do with them in the afterlife, right? Another one is Revelation 21:4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. So just in those two passages, what are the promises of God?
There will be no pain.
No pain. That sounds pretty good to me. What else? And you can paraphrase totally.
There's no more mourning. You're not going to have to be sad anymore.
No mourning.
Sadness.
No sadness. I think it's crazy how we're wired, that as soon as we start talking about mourning, we all kind of go to that dark place of like, you know, man, I remember hanging out with Betty Sue and you know, wearing my biker Barbie boots and, you know, and now she's gone. And it's like, and we automatically go to that sad place. We don't rejoice in the time that, you know, we automatically go to sadness. We don't go to happiness. And in those, like Larry was saying, no mourning, no sadness. Just from those two verses. That's what I heard. What else did we hear in those verses?
Well, no more anxiety, because, you know, if you can look ahead, you know what's ahead, the happiness would be. As you were saying.
Yeah. Do you want to know what the moving forward in life, as I hit my 40s and I start thinking about moving on and so on and so forth, it's not death that scares me or makes me sad. It's leaving my kids here alone without me to help them. That's what makes me sad. That's my pre-mourning of my own passing. I won't be here to help my kids anymore. But I know there's going to be a community of people around them that will step in. What else? No more anxiety. That's huge.
Comfort from the Lord.
Comfort. I heard that in that Isaiah passage. Comfort.
No fear.
No fear.
You know, people fear death. A lot of people fear death, but they don't know where they're going. You know, that's one of the things that when my mom died, she was like, I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That comforted me to know that, you know, she's a Christian, you know, and I know that, like, where she's headed. She knew where she's headed. She's like, well, it's time for me to go, so, you know, I love you, but I gotta go, kind of thing. You know what I mean? And she was kind of happy about it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's time, man. I put in my work down here,
mm-hmm.
You know? So that was kind of cool. That was refreshing. Sad. But refreshing at the same time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think my mom, the image that we got immediately was that she's now dancing with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a beautiful painting circulating around on the interweb called First Day in Heaven. And it's just this young lady rejoicing as she's being welcomed into Jesus' arms, and all this amazing stuff is happening around them.
That's why I like, instead of a dirge funeral type thing with the casket and all that, now we celebrate
yes.
their life.
Yes.
That they have. Yeah.
Yeah. Got another one here for you. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. So, you know, just like this is saying, celebrate, celebratory. And that is, if anybody's keeping score, that is John 16:20. You know, in that, yeah, automatically when stuff happens, we automatically just concentrate on that punch to the chest or that punch in the gut, you know? But in that, this passage says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. When we're dealing with that punch in the gut, we're not by ourselves. Even if we're alone, we're not by ourselves, because God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is with us. And they are going to be the first three in the room to comfort us. But let's, now that we've kind of got the morbid stuff out of the way, let's talk about other forms of mourning. What about when somebody leaves the church? Is there mourning in that? And who is there to comfort when we are mourning that loss?
We can comfort each other, but also the Holy Spirit obviously is here with us.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus? Yeah. Does anybody ever yell at Jesus?
Huh. I've said why a few times, but
going on right now.
Right?
Did I miss something here? Yeah.
What's another form of mourning?
We just went through 9/11. We mourned the loss of a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Drastic.
Our lives were forever changed that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's another kind of mourning.
Yeah, I've been in many conversations with people where we're kind of mourning together the loss of a way of life, like. One that comes to mind is thinking about when we were kids, we'd say, bye mom, she'd say, be home for dinner, and out the door we go on our bikes down the road, who knows where, I mean, and nobody worried about children being kidnapped or whatever. It was just, don't skin your knee, that thing, and that, I mourn the loss of those days, and then you can mourn the whole situation with school shootings, mass shootings, and things where people no longer, you know that when your kids are at school, at least they're safe and you know what's going on. So just those kinds of passings in our short lives that we've seen, culturally, things that have changed are mourned those losses.
Yeah, you know, they're attacking Drew Brees right now. Quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, really bad right now because he did a commercial, and he was talking about bringing back Bibles into the school. They're having this thing at the school that wherever he's at, and they were bringing the Bible back into the school. They were going to have like a Bible study or something in the school. Boy, oh boy, did he ever get attacked by the media and everything else, you know, trying to push religion or whatever they were saying. And that's sad. You know, there was a Bible in the schools before, and all of a sudden, you know, they removed them. Well, how come we can't bring them back? Kind of thing, you know, and boy, oh boy, they are eating him alive right now in the media.
And so, if I'm honest, so he's a saint.
Yeah. I know, right?
Right, yeah, he's a saint, and they won. So.
But then there's also, now they're doing shooter drills at schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can that be, to me, that's just, if I was a kid, I would be panicked.
Yeah.
No, get back. Mom.
Yeah, turn your back to the windows.
That was scary enough.
It's like, how is my desk going to help? I don't know. It's
supposed to help. So 2 Corinthians 1:7 says, our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort.
Sometimes, you know, if you've gone through something horrible, like a death in the family or a spouse or whatever, and you've gone through the whole 20,000 stages of grief, and now you've got a purpose in life and you're going on, and then someone else goes through this, you can be empathetic with them.
Mm-hmm.
filled
and
with him.
You realize that God can do all that just so this moment can happen where you can get in the boat with him and both, you know, hold on. And I think, you know, mourning, loss of people, mourning job loss, change in the way the world works, you know, there's that, okay, we're not all smarty pants. Let's figure this out. God's going to help us through it. There was a young lady at the center who obviously there's been a divorce, and there's a lady that comes with the child. She has to be there so that to monitor the both parents.
Mm-hmm.
And
supervise visits.
The wife was obviously upset about something, and I didn't know what it was or anything. And I just, you know, walked up to her and gave her a hug. I didn't say a word. I just gave her a hug. And the next day, you know, she told me what it was. She had lost her dog.
Mm.
So she mourned her dog.
When we mourn, we kind of go to a place, it's healthy but unhealthy at the same time. It's completely natural to mourn. To mourn the loss of something, to mourn the loss of a friendship, to mourn the loss of a job, to mourn the loss of a family member that's moved on. But for those who mourn, they shall be comforted. In that, Jesus is right there comforting us. Our friends are right there to comfort us. And for that gives me hope. I didn't know really what to talk about with this, because blessed are those who mourn. It's like, what, are you saying mourning's a good thing? Because to me, it's a sad thing. But if we really look to the root of everything and what Jesus is doing in our mourning, it's actually a pretty cool thing.
Well, it's like you can get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do get stuck there.
Yeah.
And we always need that second half. You know, like, this is a horrible thing. It's a fact of life. You need to be comforted and move on. And so many people don't get that other part.
Yeah.
Their whole lives are wrecked. Whereas that comfort part, and sometimes it's up to us to be the help them to get to that comfort spot.
So what are some ways that we can help comfort those who are mourning?
Mourn with them.
Mourn with them.
A hug.
Man, that's the big one. Really, hugs are huge.
They are huge.
It's human contact. It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge, man.
Yeah.
And my mom's mother died. Nana, we call her. My brothers and I, were five of us boys, we all went over to her house after the funeral, where we kind of kept it together. I mean, we had tears welling up in our eyes and stuff. But we went over to her house, and we just were all sitting kind of within 20 feet of each other someplace in her backyard, and one of us just started sobbing. And then we all got, and it was so cleansing. I mean, it went on for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we all kind of, you know, came out of it, gave each other hugs. Big, our group, our brothers have always been really close to my family, and it was like a purging, cleansing moment to kind of share, and it was very healing.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah, doesn't he say that tears heal? I catch every one of your tears in a bottle.
Jesus wept after Lazarus.
Yeah.
That's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept.
Yeah.
Tears came from a family that we don't cry. And when my uncle passed away, my cousins arranged to have a bagpipe play. And, you know, of course, that got us all.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, it's okay. We can cry. We can, you know. But, you know, then we're, you know,
because grandma never cried when her daughter was burned. That was always what we were told. This. Her daughter was like 12 and was burned in a stovepipe. And to be raised with that, you know, as a family, that healing of the bagpipes. There, I still have a hard time with it, you get the bagpipes.
Yeah, me too. There, you know, Ecclesiastes says that there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. And there is a time for grief. God put it in us as one of our emotions. Yeah. And it's cleansing to grieve. It's necessary to grieve. It grows you to grieve. And like somebody said, some people get stuck there. But it's understandable. Because things are devastating. When you lose somebody that you love, it's devastating. But there's hope in Christ.
Yeah. So that kind of leads me to my final question. Does God mourn?
I think a lot.
I think of course he does. Every time it rains, you think about that. Mm-hmm. There's a native saying, Thunder Boy, it's called Thunder Boy, but in the native culture, that they believe when it's raining, it's God, our Creator, is showering down the earth with, you know what I mean, his tears of everything that's going on right now. He's cleansing at the same time. So as the tears come down, it's also cleansing our earth. It's trying to purify our earth, trying to cleanse it, you know, and it's kind of cool. I mean, it makes kind of sense to me that, you know, and the thunder is his scream. He's screaming out loud to us, you know, I'm here, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. You know, so that's how they look at things, you know, it's the culture is not much different than ours, it's just they're earthly, they're more like about the earth, you know, and they believe, you know, in creation, you know, but they also believe in Creator as, you know, one, you know, yeah. And the Spirit, and all that, they believe in all that, it's just to go about a little bit different, but it's the same.
So how do we comfort God in his mourning?
By obeying him.
Yeah. Straighten up and fly right.
By doing everything that we can to live righteous in his eyes.
But Jesus told us when we've done this to the least of these, our brethren,
yeah.
Done it to me. So anytime you hug a person who's mourning,
yeah.
Or you comfort and
yeah.
Whatever, you're doing it to Jesus.
Yeah.
That's how God is comforted.
Okay, let me pray for us. Oh, Father, thank you for your comfort for those who mourn. Thank you for your never-ending love for us. Thank you for your Son and your Holy Spirit. Give us courage as we move throughout our week. Give us inspiration as we move throughout our week. And as we run into those who mourn, give us the strength to comfort. In Jesus' name, amen.